How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
The show by golfers for golfers. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, is in master control. Thanks for listening. We're glad you are here because we have a very important show for you today. On September 26th, Hurricane Helene made landfall in the Big Bend region of Florida, and for the next 4 days, it battered Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas. Its effects were also felt in Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, and Virginia. That's an area of the country known for golf and famous for a number of great and famous golf courses, such as Augusta National, the home of the Masters. The Golf Course Superintendents Association of America is getting involved now, raising money through its disaster relief fund and helping its local chapters with needed supplies and materials to aid its members and their communities in recovery efforts. From the Golf Course Superintendents, Ed Severill will be here today to tell us what they are doing and how you can help. Also, it's been just over 8 years since the great Arnold Palmer passed away. The Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation continues to do great work to carry on the humanitarian legacy of the King and his first wife. And Ken Boehner with the foundation joins us today to talk about it on Tee to Green.
I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like peaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's Tee to Green. It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, streamed live every Sunday on sportsbyline.com. Just go to the website, click on the Listen Live link. Tee to Green now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace on the Sirius XM app. That's the SXM app. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up and talking golf with Ken Boehner of the Winnie and Arnold Palmer Foundation, next on Tee to Green.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see totalwireless.com.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, every week for everyone interested in golf. We do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome in. Thank you for joining us and for being the most important part of what we do. It's another Sunday show to talk a little golf. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with the president and founder of Live Positive Golf Positive, our golf coach and everyone's golf coach, Debbie O'Connell, who's with us, and she has had a crazy week. Are you going back to school, Debbie? What's going on? Hello. Okay, we had Debbie. I think we lost Debbie.
No, I'm still here.
There you go. Okay, we got you.
Now I can hear you.
Yeah, we got you. I just said, what's going on? You going back to schools? What's happening?
Yes, I am. I love our brains, and I continually take new courses on how to coach people to get the best out of them. So I've been doing this weekend course, 10 hours a day. The class was a month ago, same thing, 3 days in a row, 10 hours a day with work in between. So I'm really excited to learn more of how I can support and help people to become their best and reach their full potential on and off the golf course.
Well, we appreciate you taking time from your schoolwork and your homework to come back and join us on the radio show today. Yeah, that's
gotta
be
crazy. Well, I love it. I wouldn't miss it, Jay.
On the show today, later in the hour, we're going to talk to our good buddy Ed Severals back from the Golf Course Superintendents Association. Usually when we talk to Ed, it's pretty light, and we're talking about golf course superintendents and what they do to help superintendents around the country and the programs they run to help not just the superintendents, but their communities, the golf communities, and golfers in those communities. But those communities, especially along the East Coast, took a real blow just a few weeks ago with Hurricane Helene coming through and just wiping out not just some of the golf courses and golf course communities in those areas, but cities and towns and the devastation so widespread. Golf, a big factor in those areas and an important source of the economy and revenue. And we're going to talk to Ed about what the Golf Course Superintendents Association is doing to help their members in those areas and to help everyone as soon as possible to get back on their feet. That's just a tragic thing. But Ed's going to fill us in later in the show. Yeah. Our first guest is
Kate.
He's standing by ready to go. You know, for 50 years or so, we were all officially and unofficially members of Arnie's Army. Unfortunately, Arnold Palmer passed away just a little over 8 years ago now, in September of 2016. But what a great legacy he left us, and he left the world. That legacy lives on. It's being carried on by the work of the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation. And joining us from the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation to tell us what they're doing here in 2024 and getting ready for 2025, we've got Ken Boehner on the TD Green guest line right now. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Boehner. How are you?
I'm great, Jay. Thanks for having me back. Really delighted to be able to talk with you and Deb.
Yeah, the last time we had you on was shortly after Arnold Palmer's death, and we were talking about the challenge now that you were faced with losing someone with the power and the influence and the impact of an Arnold Palmer. How have you guys done, and have you kind of had to change direction or philosophy any losing a great leader like that?
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. We can't ever contemplate replacing someone of Mr. Palmer's significance. But without question, we have great support from the family and our board in really kind of carrying that legacy forward that Mr. Palmer left us, and Mrs. Palmer, for that matter. And I think, you know, our efforts continue to focus on the values that were front and center in their lives. They're, you know, constant giving back to the communities that they were a part of. And quite frankly, kind of around the world, Mr. Palmer lived, you know, what we like to call an American life of global significance. And you can certainly see that in all the places that he touched certainly with all the members of Arnie's Army who remain steadfast in their belief that if not the greatest golfer ever, certainly the most important in terms of giving back to the game and helping to grow the game.
Yeah, amen to that. And, of course, that starts with that that work starts with his hometown in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and the Latrobe Golf Course there where he grew up and where he his formative years. And you guys were doing a lot of work there. Tell us, I guess we can start with that, how the foundation is enhancing the Palmer legacy at the home course in Latrobe, the Latrobe Country Club.
Yeah, Jay, thanks for asking about that. You're right. I mean, Latrobe is a special place, and it's kind of unique in sports. If you think about it, imagine Babe Ruth never leaving the sandlot in Baltimore where he learned how to play baseball, or Pele never leaving the pitch where he learned to play soccer in Brazil. I mean, Mr. Palmer grew up, you know, next to what was at the time the fourth tee in Latrobe. His father was one of the people who helped to build the golf course at the request of the owner of Latrobe Steel at the time. And his dad, you know, was the greenkeeper, the head pro. Mr. Palmer learned to play the game there, even though he was not, you know, allowed to actually be on the golf course because he was the son of an employee until he started caddying when he was 11 years old. And so we feel like this is a unique historical place in the game, but also in kind of American history. And so our goal with the foundation is to share that place with really with Arnie's Army and create an opportunity for the Army to experience it, to understand the stories, to engage with the story and kind of understand how that place shaped the man and his values and the way that he approached not only the game but giving back philanthropically and to really all of his fans.
Well, what's so great about Latrobe Country Club is Arnold Palmer bought the country club where to keep it close to the family, and then the Palmer family donated it back to the foundation, which is so powerful. How does that expand the accessibility and connection to the Palmer Net legacy?
Yeah, great question, Deb. So you're right. I mean, for 100 years, the club was cared for by the Palmer family. And when the time came to think about what the future looked like, you know, we asked ourselves, is it the moment where after that 100 years of the family having that caretaker role for all of us as golfers, all of Arnie's Army to become that caretaker? And so, you know, what we're doing is enhancing the facilities and, you know, making some improvements to the golf course. The goal is to kind of make Latrobe the best version of itself. We're not going to change anything, but we do want to create an opportunity for people to come and visit, to embrace and understand, you know, that legacy, see some of the artifacts, enjoy the charm of the club. There's a barn on the edge of the property. It's called Winnie's Barn that we're going to reinvent so that it's a space for the community of Greater Latrobe to utilize, and for Arnie's Army to be able to come and see some artifacts, participate in the story. There'll be programming there around character and leadership through golf to kind of help grow the game from a youth perspective. So the foundation is kind of the proprietor of the club now, is in a position to, you know, to really expand that that access and that engagement with Mr. Palmer's legacy.
Our guest is Ken Boehner. He's with the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation, and we're talking about the foundation's work to enhance the legacy of Arnold Palmer at his home course in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. And Ken, we need to take a break, but we're going to keep you on for another segment, and afterward we'll pick up and talk a little more specifically about future plans for development and infrastructure for Latrobe, the city, and the golf course as you work to preserve the legacy, the tremendous legacy, begun by Arnold Palmer and his first wife, Winnie Palmer, with the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation, one of the topics we're talking about today here on Tee to Green. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever
Celebrate responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's TD Green, The Golf Show. Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell talking golf. And our guest carried over from the first segment is Ken Boehner with the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation, which is doing what it can to preserve the fantastic legacy of Arnold and Winnie Palmer. Their humanitarian efforts since the death of Arnold Palmer in 2016, that's got a little more difficult, but they are carrying on. And part of that legacy starts with Arnold Palmer's home course in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. They are also doing things to support the legacy globally and in the Palmer's second home in Orlando, Florida, which we'll get to in this segment. But one final question about Latrobe, Ken. I know you explained in the last segment some of the things you're doing now, but what are future development and infrastructure plans for Latrobe? What are they going to look like?
Yeah, Jay. So our goal there, as I said, you know, we're trying to create a sense of pilgrimage to celebrate the legacy. And so creating a scenario where Mr. Palmer's office and workshop is a place that can be shared with the public is something that we're working on. As I mentioned, Winnie's Barn and a kind of community center and programmatic environment for the storytelling around the legacy is important. We're also looking at the development of a small inn on the property that would allow for people to come and stay and kind of immerse themselves in the experience of Mr. Palmer and Mrs. Palmer's legacy. You know, in this incredibly special place at Latrobe that formed the entire kind of world orientation, character, everything else that Mr. Palmer represented and that we all love as members of Arnie's Army.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And Ken, he also had another home, and like many do, especially in the world of golf, to be warm in the winter. He had a home in Orlando, Florida, and wow, what he did in Orlando, creating an amazing tournament for the PGA Tour as well. So what is the foundation doing in Mr. Palmer's second home?
Yes. Super to kind of comment on that. I mean, it's interesting when you reflect on Mr. Palmer's second home. When he played an exhibition match with Jack Nicklaus at Bay Hill shortly after it opened, he said to his wife, Winnie, "Babe, I've just played the greatest golf course in Florida, and I'd love to own it someday." And at that time, the golf course was surrounded by orange groves. Dr. Phillips was the largest producer of pasteurized orange juice. It literally was before Disney was there, before all the development. And so he had an incredible commitment to the community as it was growing. And that continues to this day. I mean, Mr. Palmer and Mrs. Palmer were hugely influential in the development of the children's hospitals in Orlando. That continues to be something that we support, while also supporting hospitals and other and children's healthcare issues in other parts of the world. We've been very committed to the disadvantaged communities in Orlando. Lake Lorna Doone is a park in a challenged community in Orlando, and we've been involved in developing programming there, including a Winnie Palmer Nature Walk experience that keys off of the Nature Reserve, the Winnie Palmer Nature Reserve in La Trobe. And so, you know, we continue to be, you know, deeply committed to the Orlando community, and, you know, building on, you know, the decades of support for the community that the Palmers embraced. And again, sort of emphasizing it, you know, at a time before, you know, the community expanded and grew as it has today.
Ken, what does that support look like? You talk about supporting the Children's Hospital and supporting the other projects. When you talk about the support, what exactly do you mean, and what kind of shape is that going to take?
Sure. So, you know, our foundation is a public charity. We will support these initiatives through donations and, you know, commitment of our time and efforts to help shape, you know, what can happen in the community as it relates to the hospitals. You know, our involvement is very much focused on pediatric cancer research and funding that. And that continues to be, you know, a real passion for our foundation, carrying on the family's, you know, focus on that. But, you know, our role is really being leaders in the community, but also providing financial support. Some of that comes from hosting the Arnold Palmer Invitational every year. You know, one of the signature events on tour, you know, incredible platform for, you know, storytelling around Mr. Palmer and Mrs. Palmer, and, you know, the notion of giving back. I think it's really interesting when you think about this. You know, Mr. Palmer was kind of the first real sports philanthropist, right? And he championed causes around children's healthcare, nature, and character development. And that's what we're carrying forward. I mean, it's a very natural thing for us, because all we're doing is the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation is carrying forward, you know, everything that Mr. and Mrs. Palmer were doing in their own lives, you know, quietly. But they lived it, and we're living it for them now, carrying that forward.
It's incredible the impact that this foundation has had on so many and so many children. Is it mostly grant-based, or you actually do a lot of your own program, like the Nature Walk, and there's so many others that you do? Is there another part where people can apply with grants?
It's a combination, Deb. So we're doing our own efforts and initiatives, things that we, you know, believe are kind of aligned with Mr. and Mrs. Palmer's philanthropic philosophy. We're not really kind of set up to be a grant receiving organization, but we have had that happen in the past. That's also something that you know, that we consider. And but it's more about the passion that the Palmer family had for those causes, and we're seeking out those opportunities. So I'll give you an example. We have a great partnership with the RNA in their Golf Fit facility in Glasgow, which they launched a year ago. You know, we saw that the efforts that the RNA was making in a very challenged community in Glasgow to use the game of golf as a tool for bettering people's lives. That was something that we were very passionate about and committed our financial support to, and we're delighted with the direction that's going, and, you know, continue to believe that, you know, that kind of a partnership and that sort of mindset around the game of golf and improving people's lives is something that, you know, that we want to be a part of.
Ken, we're running out of time. Last question. We can't all give millions of dollars to help the cause, but we can all be members of Arnie's Army. What is Arnie's Army up to these days, and how's that going?
It's going great. We have you know, tons of support. As you say, everybody has an Arnold Palmer story, and we never tire of hearing them. If you are interested in supporting what we're doing, please go to PalmerFoundation.org and become a member of Arnie's Army officially. And, you know, really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today and share the story about what we're doing.
Yeah, is that PalmerFoundation.org? Is that the best way?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. What a legacy.
Well, thank you so much, Ken.
Yeah.
Well, what a legacy.
What a great job you guys are doing there at the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation. I'm sure Arnie and Winnie would be very proud and very happy to see the legacy being carried on like you guys are doing it. So thanks for coming on the show today and telling us all about it, too.
Thanks very much for having me.
That's Ken Ainer, the Arnold Palmer, the Winnie Palmer Foundation. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Hurricane Helene and the impact that it's had on a number of states and a number of golfing communities in those states along the East Coast. The Golf Course Superintendents Association getting very involved in recovery efforts now. And from the GCSAA, our good buddy Ed Serville is going to be here on Tee to Green to tell us what they're doing and how you can help. You don't want to miss it. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it.
Golfers listen because We speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, and our next guest ready to go. Normally, when we have Ed Severall on from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, we talk fun stuff, we talk light stuff, and we have a great time talking to Ed. But we're going to get a little serious right now, and that's because of Hurricane Helene, which made landfall late in September and battered Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas. The effects were also felt in nearby states, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Virginia, West Virginia. The list goes on. The recovery efforts have been underway ever since. The death toll continues to climb. And a lot of golfing communities and golf courses in that area, a lot of great communities and great golf courses are suffering and were totally devastated. And the relief efforts are everywhere, and one of the organizations spearheading some of those relief efforts is the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. So that's why we've got Ed on right now to tell us all about it. Ed, how you doing?
You know, I wish I could say that we're talking about some pleasant things, as you said, but Deb and Jay, thanks very much for having us on. Yeah, it's just a terrible thing. You know, the golf country, the golf industry in the high country, it's a huge part of their economy. And, you know, a lot of our members and the employees of those facilities, they just can't get to the facilities. They can't get out of their houses. And so the GCSA Foundation is leading efforts along with the local chapters, the Carolinas GCSA, the Georgia GCSA. They're leading efforts to really get to our members, to get to the community and help out in this terrible time of need.
And what's great about your association is you have a disaster relief fund specifically for your members of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. How is that effort going, reaching out to them and helping them with funds and other efforts involved?
Yeah, Deb, thanks very much for bringing that up, because, yes, the GCSA Foundation has a disaster relief fund, and, you know, it's built to help our members for this specific thing. I mean, for that, it provides up to $2,000 to each member who's been affected by the Disaster Relief Fund. We established it in 2006. And I really want to remind all of our GCSA members that they can reach out to membership.help@gcsa.org, membership.help@gcsa.org. If you're a GCSA member, you know, reach out, because our team is ready to support. And for those that are listening, you know, if you're in the golf industry or even not in the golf industry, but just a golfer, we can use your help. If you can, make a donation. No amount is too large or too small. Go to gcsa.org/foundation, gcsa.org/foundation to really help out. And, you know, we're working hard to make sure that our members have the support they need to really get out of their homes, quite frankly, and get to the facilities, because I've seen pictures. We've been in touch with our members, with our chapter down there, and it's a terrible scene.
Yeah, we're with Ed Severall, Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Ed, with an effort of this magnitude, where do you start, or what's the most urgent need right now?
Well, you know, it's interesting, because in talking with those boots on the ground that we have, you know, they just can't get stuff there, okay? So one of the things that we're working with some of our partners with is, believe it or not, bridges. And so many of your golfers that are familiar, when they play golf, there may be a creek or there may be a water hazard, and, you know, there's a bridge that goes over it. Those are pre-made bridges. And so what we're doing is we're working with those manufacturers to try to get bridges up there, because, quite frankly, the roads are washed out. And so to be able to get any kinds of supplies there, need bridges. So we are looking for any help. If you're a bridge manufacturer, if you have bridge building experience, you know, reach out to us at gcsa.org/foundation. There is a information button there under the disaster relief, so we can use you. The fact is that they do need supplies. And so, you know, among those that we can talk to in terms of what are needed right now is everything from matches stick lighters, flashlights, 20-pound propane tanks. The list goes on, and we actually have that listed at our website. There's also the Carolinas GCSA has on their website materials and supplies that are just desperately needed. But it's early right now getting it to those that are affected.
You know, we do want to keep in mind that the death toll from this hurricane has risen to over 220, and they are in a recovery effort there as well. So we keep that in mind. And then I think what you're doing at the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America is so much about bringing hope back, right? And the quicker a community can start to see some normalcy back and get the roads back, get be able to see some kind of life again in a community is so inspiring. And I think that's much about what you're doing. And golf is a big part of so many communities.
Absolutely. And, you know, right now it's not about the golf course. It's about really helping those that are in need, as you said. And really, you know, the golf course can become a center of really bringing people together, being able to distribute some of these supplies and to get them back up so that this way they can help in their local community. And, you know, GCSA members, you know, they go above and beyond throughout the year. They're advocates. We have over 500 what we call grassroots ambassadors that work with local government agencies. They create community outreach through our First Green programs, bringing children, connecting them to STEAM. And now it's time for us to help those members that help so many in the community to really get going, to bring their golf courses and their community gathering areas back so that this way we can get some normalcy. But, you know, our thoughts and our prayers go out to those that have lost their lives. It's absolutely amazing. And I do hear that, you know, there's some more storms that are coming up through Florida. So, you know, let's just pray that it's not going to be in that same vein that we've seen with Hurricane Helene.
Yeah, I know you're busy, Ed. We're going to cut you loose a little bit early here, but I have one final question. This is such a huge area we're talking about. Your focus right now is on the Carolinas and the high country, but are you starting to look at other areas as well affected, other states?
Absolutely. So any GCSA member that has been affected by the hurricane, you know, from Florida on up, please contact us, because the fact is that, you know, we are here to help our members. We're working hard to support the communities. Again, for those members affected, membership.help@gcsa.org. And to that point, we, you know, right now, while the focus is on South Carolina, North Carolina, Eastern Tennessee, you know, Florida had a little bit of effect. Georgia had a little bit of effect. And I want to give a shout out, you know, Tim Krieger, who's the executive director of the Carolinas GCSA, Tina Workman, the executive director of the Georgia GCSA. They've been working so hard, and we have so many companies that are supporting us. I want to say thank you. But yes, it is not just isolated to that general area. The hurricane did affect more than just the southern and northern Carolinas and the eastern Tennessee area.
Yeah, this is going to take a while. This is going to have a long-term effect. The recovery efforts are going to go on for quite a while. And I think what we'd like to do is get you back here in a few weeks, maybe with an update, Ed, and then stay on this until we can finally see maybe a little light at the end of the tunnel. How does that sound?
Absolutely. We'll keep you posted. And, you know, first of all, you know, golf is such a great game. It brings so much to so many. And, you know, getting people's lives back to normalcy, it's going to take a while for those areas. And we just look forward to that day when everyone can be back to normal. But, again, our prayers go out for those that did lose their lives. And, you know, we will definitely come on as we go along. And, again, anyone that can, you know, make a donation to our GCSA Foundation Disaster Relief Fund, it would be gcsa.org/foundation. Our members are in need, and also we are working very, very hard for those members to be able to go and help others within their community. So again, thank you, Jay and Deb, for the time today.
Oh, happy to
thank
do
you
it.
Thank you for all you do.
Yeah, thank you for what you do. Golf is such a great community. Golfers do such golfers really rise to the occasion in situations like this when they get a chance to give back? We're all family, and we just do what we can to do our part to help those in need. That said, several Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, go to their website to find out more about what they're doing and how you can pitch in and help as well. Thanks, Ed. We know that it's crazy time for you, and we thank you for taking the time to join us here on Tee to Green with the update. Debbie, you got something coming up this week that you were telling me about before the show. Let's tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We know life and golf, it's all about mindset, right? It's all about how to, you know, life's not going to be perfect. We're going to go through hard times. On the golf course, we're going to struggle and hit some poor shots. Well, how do we bounce back? How do we handle that? You know, especially, you know, something like a hurricane you can't control. Like, you know, it's, I'll give everybody a little lesson here, Jay, that a great formula to write down, E plus R equals O. You know, there's an event, right? There's an event that happens. You might hit the ball out of bounds, you know, something. You might hit it in the water, or an event in life that happens. And then a lot of people think if it's a bad event, it's a bad outcome. Well, if you focus on how you react to it, how can you react in such a way to make the outcome as good as it can be, right? And you know, obviously with the devastation of the hurricane that we just talked about, it's a whole different light. But there's so many times in life that if our reaction can be, well, how can I see the light at the end of the tunnel? What can I do to make this better and have a better outcome? It's something I work with my golfers on, and I teach that. So what I have upcoming is a free masterclass. It's called Change Your Mind, Change Your Game. Right. Yeah. I mean, Jay, you'd agree with everybody on the line who golfs. It's a mental game. And the better you are mentally, the more confidence you have, the more focus you can have on the golf course, the better you'll play. So I wanted to invite all the listeners to join me. It's a free masterclass. It's this Wednesday night, October 9th. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you realize that it's Eastern time, 8 p.m. And here's what I'm going to have you do. I'm going to have you email me personally, and then I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, hyphen, so the little dash, O'Connell.com. And the O'Connell is O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L. So Debbie at Debbie hyphen O'Connell.com. I'd love to have you join me. I'd love to support you and not only playing your best golf, but living your best life.
E plus R equals O. E being the event, R is reaction to it, and O is outcome. Did I get that right?
You got it right. You're a great student, Jay.
All right. Yeah, see, there you go. If I can understand it, everybody can understand it. E plus R equals O, and that's coming up this Wednesday night. Send an email to Debbie. She'll get you signed up, and you can change your mental outlook. Debbie with Live Positive and Golf Positive. Debbie, thanks for that. That's good stuff.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Yeah, we thank Ed Severell for joining us to update us again, too, on Hurricane Helene relief efforts for golfers and golf communities along the East Coast who were hammered by that big storm, and the relief efforts continue. We're not trying to downplay the seriousness of what happened there. Golf, when you stack that up compared to what happened, doesn't match up, but we're trying to help out. We'll be right back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The fastest hour in radio, still the quickest hour in golf. TD Green, we continue looking at what's happening in golf this week. Not a lot of action. The ladies are off this weekend. The LPGA Tour is idle. The old guys, the seniors, the tour champions, stopping in Jacksonville, Florida for an event called the Constellation Furican Friends Championship. Rocco Mediate, Bob Estes, 11 under par, tied for the lead in that one. And the PGA Tour stopped this week, Jackson, Mississippi, for the Sanderson Farms Championship. Keith Mitchell, 20 under par, a one-shot lead over Bo Hosler, 19 under, Kevin Yu, 18 under, and Lucas Glover, 16 under par, taking a beating in that tournament there at the Sanderson Farms Championship in Jackson, Mississippi. And that is pretty much it for this week's pro golf around the country on the three major tours. Our thanks again today to Ken Boehner with the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation for joining us to tell us about their efforts to keep the legacy of Arnold and Winnie Palmer alive. And thanks to Ed Several, Golf Course Superintendent Association of America, for Hurricane Helene relief efforts, the update from him. And thanks to the GCSAA for all that they do and continue to help golfers in those areas and around the country. And Debbie, that was an interesting show and a fun show. We hope people appreciated our two guests we had today.
Yeah, and I'm sure they did. And the talk about Hurricane Helene, you know, it's on everybody's mind, and our prayers are being sent out. But Florida, pay attention. There's another tropical storm out there in the Gulf, and it's important to prepare. It's going to look to be coming towards the Tampa area. That's the middle of the cone. Obviously, too early to say, but make sure you're making plans and preparing and maybe leaving town.
Yeah, and when they say get out, get out. Don't try to stick it out, because it always ends up bad for a lot of people. But that's going to do it. Thanks to everyone for joining us. We'll see you back here next week. Till then, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.